The Birth of Genius. The Birth of Genius. Where does genius come from? This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. The Birth of Genius. We would all like to express genius. We'd all delight in being a magnificent genius. We look at the beautiful works of Mozart, Beethoven, Bach. We look at the works of Michelangelo and all the other artists and painters and sculptors that have come through the world. We look at the wonderful pre-dawn world. We look at the world where genius expressed itself on every fort, on every front, in every way. And we say, my goodness, that is really spectacular. That is really outstanding. That is really amazing. And, yes, it is amazing. It is amazing that the genius does not express itself more than we have seen. Because the genius is present in you, in me, in everyone, equally. The genius is present in all of us in every certain way that we are, each one of us exactly the same. But we don't all use it the same. We don't all follow it. Now, you might take a Michelangelo, and he trained himself to be a sculptor. He trained himself to be a painter. He trained himself to be all these things, but he just trained under another person who was capable and responsible, another person who was a master at being a genius, and the other person knew how to paint. And Michelangelo built up his present desire and his love to paint and painted. He worked with people who were excellent sculptors, and he learned how to sculpt. He learned how to work with the stone that he worked with. He learned how to work with a chisel. He learned how to do these things, how to bring out the fine quality, the beautiful aspects of all these things. And what he did in his lifetime is utterly amazing. And it's not something that each one of us couldn't do, but we don't do it. Now, we don't even stick to affirmations. We don't even stick to the belief that we can do it. We don't even stick to the belief that we are a genius and we are wonderful and we are fantastic. And we could. We could stick to that belief, but we don't. When we have a problem, what's the first thing we do? We go into Wikipedia or Google, or we go into a dictionary, or we go into an encyclopedia. We go to some person who is very brilliant, and we talk to them, or we just discuss it with our family. We ignore the source of genius, and then we wonder why genius is not more evident and more present and more practiced in our life. And the reason it's not more present, more practiced, and more active in our life is that we don't go where genius is. When we have a thought, not always a problem, but when we have a thought that we would like to do something or that we would like to think something, we just go within our own self to our own inner genius, and we say, I know that I know that I know, and we know. Now, we don't have to do this very often. This is in the beginning of our movement into this aspect of it. Once we are in the flow, once we are in the know, once we are in the go with all that beauty that's within us, we are a raging, roaring, charging river filled with delight, filled with magic, filled with ideas, filled with enthusiasm. An author who sits down to write a book does not say, I'm going to sit down and write a book. They just say, I have ideas that I want to express. And they write them down. And they write them down, and they write them down, and they polish them. and they make them into a glorious script. They make them into a glorious story. And they listen to their within, and many things they have never experienced, but they listen with their within, and as they listen, the divine in them reveals to them all the wisdom, all the knowledge, all the delight, all the information that they could ever wish to experience in their world, and not even that they wish to experience it because they don't know that it's there. When it comes out, when our genius expresses itself, what happens to us is that we are living examples of the genius. We are a living expression of it. We are not seeking it within anymore for it. We are it. It is in us and out of us, and it is round us and about us. It is totally who we are. How do we develop this awareness? How do we develop this conclusion within ourselves of who and what we are? How do we reveal it? Well, we take time for meditation. We take time to say, I know that I know that I know, whatever it is. Now, when Titian was doing some of his paintings, do you think that he was able to know exactly how to use his brushes to bring about the wonderful artwork that he brought about? When Leonardo da Vinci was painting, do you think that he knew exactly? He certainly did. He listened within. He knew, and he did it. And when he reached his palette, and when he mixed his paints, and when he prepared to put that onto this canvas of life, of the walls of the paintings, wherever they were to be, he did his beautiful artistry, never once thinking that he couldn't do it, always thinking, I am expressing it in its most genius way. He has the picture in his mind. And the picture flows out through his fingers. It flows out through his magnificence as an artist. Every day of our life, we can be a genius, letting our artistry flow out through every aspect of our being. We can be a beautiful father, a beautiful mother. We can be a beautiful child. We can be a beautiful dog, a beautiful cat. Yes, yes, our pets too. All our geniuses, we say to our pets in our mind what it is we want, and they respond. We say to our family in our mind what it is we think about, and our family responds to it. And they oftentimes say, oh, I was just thinking about that too. Yes, I was just thinking about that too. And why were they thinking about that too? Because you had a fulfilled genius revelation in you, and they were thinking the same thoughts you, because there is only one. There is one mind, there is one intelligence, there is one allness in the universe, and we are as much of it as anyone else, and we are all of it, because you cannot be a part of it. We cannot be a part of the ocean. We are all of the ocean. And yet, we say, how could we be all of the ocean? We don't have the capacity to contain it. No, as we are living as human beings, we think we're limited. And as we think we're limited, so we are. But as a genius, we surge past that boundary of limitation. We soar into the ultimate, into the magic of being the allness, and then we are that allness. To say, I know that I know that I know, is not a ludicrous thing to say. It is not something strange and odd. It is something real and beautiful, something fantastic. It is who and what we are. To know that we know. We are the genius now. The genius is within. The genius need not be within. The genius of the great artists, the great thinkers, the great writers, the great beings who let it out. Yes, the great people who live even in this age, they're letting it out. Oh, they may let out some things that are not as perfect as they could be because they're not totally tuned to it. It's like our friend Obama. He is a genius, and he is a master in so many things. He's a genius in every way. But occasionally he'll listen to other people and their attitudes and their thinking, and then he'll go wrong. But every time he listens to the divine within him, every time he listens to his genius within him, he goes right. You and I, whenever we listen to that genius within us, we go right. Whenever we listen to our reality, who we are, what we are, we don't listen to what other people say, because other people are at their level of genius, at their level of revealing it. And we are at our level of revealing it. But let our level of revealing it be revealing only from the divine within, only from the genius within, only from that magical center that we are. And when we live, move, and have our being from that magical center that we are, then we express our genius on every area of our life as we listen within. Train yourself to listen within as I train myself daily to listen within. I train myself to believe and to know that all is in divine order, that all is wonderful and good, that all is beautiful, that all is expressing its original purity and integrity, its magnificence, that all is divine right now. I train myself to live in a body, in a mind, in a spirit, in a time of unconditional love. And with unconditional love, I look at everyone, and I see them beautiful and good. I see them fulfilling every dream of their life. I see them living in the now, magnificent, wonderful, and so it is. There'll be many people in your life who will tell you how to be a genius, how to be a master, and how to be that which you are already. But I recommend to me and to you and to all in the world, let us listen to the genius within ourselves, the divine within ourselves. For everything that ever is going to be done is done already. It exists in the ultimate. Everything that is going to be or might be or could be or is already in existence, is already a reality, and I merely turn my attention to it in my affirmations, in my meditation, in my inner awareness. For the great Shakespeare did not experience all the things that he had in life. He listened within, and he knew how to write about any subject he chose. Michelangelo did not always have a model to stand before him as he did his sculptures. In fact, very seldom did he have a model who stood before him as a sculptor. The only person that stood before him is to give it the human form and wrap it in the divine concept, to wrap it in the divine genius which made it an everlasting, beautiful sculpture. We look at sculptures throughout all history and throughout all time by great and lesser sculptures, and they do not capture the quality of livingness, the quality of beingness, the quality of magic, the quality of genius, because they let a model be their form. A genius has a model only as an idea, and then transcends that idea into its ultimate, universal, wonderful, magical being. Today I claim that for me, and I claim that for you, and I claim that for all in my world, and I know that it is done now. The genius in me expresses now. The genius in you expresses now as you look within and find it there, and say, "Welcome, this is a wonderful day. I'm going the perfect way." I know it. I know it. I know it. And my beloveds, I love you. I love you. I love you.